This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's now been a year, give or take, since ChatGPT was released into the wild. And in that 365 or so days, there's been a lot of both exuberance and hand-wringing about how generative AI tools might change work as we know it, starting with how we get work. A survey from Resume Builder earlier this year found almost half of job seekers are already using ChatGPT to crank out resumes and cover letters, and those that did said they got interviews at a higher rate than those that did not. The trend seems like a win for job candidates, but as is usually the case, there are some trade-offs, as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
On a TikTok channel with 30,000 followers and counting, Evan Lutz shares a simple formula he says can help anyone land a high-paying tech job.
I'm going to teach you everything you need to know to start a cybersecurity career in 60 seconds. The first thing that you
He also has a newsletter with about 20,000 paying subscribers and an $8,000 boot camp based on his experience jumping from a job teaching high school math to a cybersecurity career in 2019.
What I tell people is if you do this right, you can get a starting salary of $90,000 a year in 90 days.
It starts with building a solid resume and applying to at least 1,000 jobs. Yeah, so automating some of that process is going to be key.
Everybody's trying to make the least impressive thing that they did look the most impressive.
And ChatGPT's tendency to embellish can be handy. It could, for instance, transform a career as a public radio journalist into the perfect qualification for, how about a professional wine and spirits buyer?
Oh, very nice.
Okay, so I've got the job highlights, qualifications, responsibilities. I'm going to copy and paste these.
Copy the entire thing, paste it in ChatGPT, say, give me tips on how to specifically get this job.
All right. Given the job description you provided, here's how you can tailor your application and interview preparation based on your journalism background.
Beautiful.
One, experience in high-pressure environments. Yes. Showcase your experience in journalism where you worked under tight deadlines, handled pressure, and delivered high-quality work. This is super helpful.
So the next step would be write me a resume that would maximize my chances of getting an interview for this job.
But this strategy can definitely backfire. Fatima Mirza is a career coach who sometimes uses ChatGPT with clients. But when she was hiring for a customer service position for her company Career Tuners, she says some AI users were easy to pick out.
Because they accidentally copy their prompts into the answers too.
Including one exchange that turned to insults.
He called ChatGPT stupid. He's like, no, stupid, you need to do blah, blah, blah. Like, he obviously didn't get hired.
Even when people use chatbots conscientiously, they make it so easy to, say, apply to 1,000 jobs at once, it can be harder to narrow down candidates, says Thomas Vick at HR consulting firm Robert Half. And some employers have added extra steps to verify applicants' skills in real time.
Like for IT, for example, having the people they're interviewing whiteboard and actually explain to them how they're doing something.
Solving hiring challenges exacerbated by AI will likely involve more AI, says Joseph Fuller, a professor at Harvard Business School.
You do get this kind of spy versus spy in a war.
Many companies already use algorithmic applicant tracking systems to filter resumes. Marketplace's parent company, American Public Media Group, uses one, UKG. And Fuller says employers are starting to use chatbot interviews or automated skills and personality assessments. These AI tools can make the hiring process more objective and efficient, but
it tends to work against somebody who's an outlier in any regard.
Like a veteran journalist who might actually make a really great wine taster? Come on, I'll have my bot call your bot. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.